Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald for Thursday, December 30th. We'll also be updating you with the latest through the holiday weekend. First, the weather. Look for mostly sunny skies the next few days with afternoon highs around 80. At night, it'll dip to 70. Let's get things started with COVID. Miami-Dade County has turned Zoo Miami into a 24-hour testing site to help meet the demand during the holiday stretch. The zoo itself is still open for visitors. The testing site is in a parking lot. The county also has opened 2 other sites. People can now get tested again at the youth fairgrounds at Tam Miami Park and the Dolphin Station Park and Ride. Zoo Miami joins Tropical Park and the South Dade Government Center as 24-hour drive-through testing sites. Another test site behind FTX Arena in downtown Miami is open as a temporary 24-hour drive-through and walk-up site. Miami International Airport also has 1 test site that is open around the clock, but that one charges a fee. For more on the COVID crisis in Florida, go to miamiherald.com. In food news, dining by the ocean is a time-honored tradition in Miami Beach, which is why the Eden Rock has a new restaurant with a great view of the water. The Mid-Beach Luxury Hotel just opened Ocean Social. A wood fire oven will take on a heavy workload as the menu emphasizes shared plates and signature dishes like whole roasted branzino and poached lobster pizza. Ocean Social seats 175 and has a large indoor space. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In school news, mask wearing could soon return to Miami-Dade public schools. The possible changes follow a recent surge in COVID cases in Florida. A spokesman says school administrators are reviewing existing protocols and analyzing data, though no specific changes have been finalized. Students and staff are expected to return from winter break on Monday, January 3rd. In law enforcement, a suspect in the hit-and-run driving deaths of 2 children in Wilton Manors has been arrested. 27-year-old Sean Charles Greer is accused of plowing his car into 6 children after passing a bus. Greer is being charged with 2 counts of leaving the scene of an accident involving a death, as well as a slew of other felonies. He was also driving with a suspended license and had been on probation for burglary. And finally, in entertainment, for the 2nd year in a row, the Big Orange won't be counting down to the new year in downtown Miami. The Big Orange's climb up the side of the Intercontinental Hotel has been sidelined by COVID. The Mr. Neon crew that manages the event all tested positive. In its place, a digitized laser Big Orange will be created with the traditional countdown clock. But even though the Orange won't make an appearance, the rest of the celebration will continue, with fireworks and a concert. The party will also be broadcast starting at 6 p.m. New Year's Eve on America TV WJAN Channel 41, as well as the City of Miami's YouTube channel. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.